Good morning and welcome to Coffee. I'm Samantha Watson, and this morning I'm joined by Jaron Joseph. Joseph is originally from Quiggilligoc, and his photography exhibition entitled Sacred Ground is soon to be on exhibition at the Anchorage Museum. Good morning, Jaron.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I thought a good place to start is, could you introduce yourself this morning to our listeners?
Certainly. For those of you listening, my name is Jaron Joseph. My Yupik name is Amut Rayak. I am a native Alaskan, specifically southwestern Yupik. I am from the coastal village of Quiggilligoc, which in Yupik is Gwigilnuk, meaning place of no river. And I like to think of myself primarily as a composer and arranger of music. I have done some writing, of which KYOK actually republished. And any one of you listening may remember my article called Orchestra from Hell, accounting my experience with the typhoon. And today I'm here actually to talk about my photographs.
This exhibit is opening at the Anchorage Museum very soon. It's called Sacred Ground. Could you tell us a little bit about what is going to be on display?
The exhibit primarily features close-up shots of plants, but there is a landscape and a couple of pictures of my dog, actually. And her name is Mondi, and I've been like kind of teasing her foster mom that maybe she'll get to be a celebrity dog. A lot of the plants are of plants that are present to such to a degree that just looking at the photos just reminds me of home. And the thing that I love about looking at these photos is how every other sense can recall being in the tundra of home.
And were these photos all taken in Quiggilligoc?
I actually rarely venture out of the village, if at all. You know, those trips of mine can, you know, sometimes be years apart, but the span of time that it took for me to take these photos took place over 5 years, or I should say these photos were selected and the photos just happened to be from a span of time over 5 years. And so I don't really plan shots. If I find something that I think is like visually striking, I will try to take the photo in a way so that that moment can be shared.
Could you tell me a little bit about the timeline of the process putting this exhibition together? Did you kind of have an exhibit in mind when you were taking the photos, or did this come together more recently?
I believe I mentioned my article, Orchestra from Hell. When I was at the Egan Center here in Anchorage, there were actually a couple of ladies from an organization called Earth Justice who recognized me from that article. And I had gotten to striking a conversation with them. And at some point I pulled out my tablet to show them some photos, since I mentioned that since they work at an organization called Earth Justice, I thought they would be really pleased by these photos of nature. And so we got to exchanging some emails, and eventually they landed, you know, within the sight of the chief curator of the Anchorage Museum. And that's how the exhibit got together.
Wow. And I wonder if you're comfortable, could you tell me a little bit more about where you are now? I understand you're, you know, as we're speaking, you're in Anchorage, which is pretty far from Quiggilligoc. Could you tell me a little bit about what your experience has been since along, but how things are, what things look like today for you?
When it comes to speaking about settling myself here in Anchorage, I can honestly say that I have not had a lovelier time being accommodated by such an amazing and hardworking group of people as those in Anchorage. And I am very pleased to say that I and my family and my neighbors could not feel more welcome here. And it's just been such a pleasure to be able to make some friends here and to be able to to be able to get shown around the town, such in the way that we have been shown around. Anytime I visit my family or my neighbors, I can honestly say that nothing about the energy or our dynamic changed between any of us. It's just that the view outside the window is the only thing that's changed. So we've actually been having, moments that are just like moments in previous years in the village before the typhoon. So that's actually been very comforting for us.
I'm also curious, like this exhibit is going to be in Anchorage. As you said, it's a spot where, you and your family and neighbors have been displaced, but as well as, many, many other people from Western Alaska. Is it something that you're thinking about, like how this exhibit might function for other displaced folks?
If you go on the website anchoragemuseum.org and go to upcoming exhibitions, you will be able to see the description that says that this exhibit is a way of honoring, remembering, and showcasing the beauty of Alaska, because I think folks here know that we do live in a uniquely stunning place, just visually. And when it comes to what the function of the exhibit would be, something additional to that would be as a way for me and my fellow natives to be able to experience that beauty and that feeling of home that I'm sure a lot of us are missing, because I am certainly missing it.
What are other pieces of that are in the photos that are true for you that, you're kind of looking at and you're like, this is very much, of Quigalegaq, of home.
Well, the first thing that pops into my mind would always be the magic that is just a part of being in the tundra. And I mentioned that in two different senses. First, there is the visual sense, which is the most obvious sense to come to mind when if you ever get to be in the tundra. On top of that, for me, it's just the experience of being in the tundra and at home that I hope is a feeling that would be summoned when any of my fellow natives happen to be available to view the exhibit.
I wanted to also ask you, in the description of your exhibit, Anchorage Museum website, it talks about how the work or the selection of photos is rooted in the Yupik concept, of the world or through the image of the circle and the dot. And could you tell me a little bit more about that concept and how it plays into your work?
The word that you mentioned in Yupik is Sakhbak, which is very loosely translated as world or all things. That concept is symbolized by something you will see on the description at the exhibit. It is a symbol of a dot within two circles. And that concept is something that encompasses all things, and the symbol being a circle is a way to represent the circularity of all things, and also a way of just trying to portray just how big everything is, and how, from the perspective of a native like myself, we are a part of that cycle. And we view ourselves as more a part of it than we feel ourselves more as inhabitants, more than we see ourselves as people who can control it, if you know what I mean. As the concept of Sakhbak relates to my experience, directly succeeding the typhoon, anytime I try to place that experience next to the concept of Sakhbak, It is not a way of minimizing my experience, and it's not a way of saying that my experience is so small that it doesn't matter. It's more a way of saying that as much as happiness and a sense of normality and a sense of day-to-day is a part of Flachbach, mentioning the idea of Flachbach in the exhibit was a way for me to say that the experience of displacement and having gone through those tough emotions, that was a way of saying that those tough emotions have as much a place in this world as my own feelings of happiness or normality.
That they both have a place.
That is a good way to put it. The existence of one need not nullify the existence of the other because they both help in their own way. And going through that process of grief, it was certainly not a denial of happiness or any future happiness. That grief was a way of accepting that concept and being able to go through those tough emotions. I do believe it is necessary for both sides of the coin to exist, not just as a native, but also just someone who is one person of many who also exists in the world, which is why I mentioned the concept of Sachbak.
When somebody encounters your exhibit, when someone sees your work on display, could you tell me a little bit about what, through those images and through those images of place, how that Hakpak concept, what your intention was, just through those images specifically?
When it comes to viewing the exhibit and them like reading about the concept of Flachbach, that's really a way of, as I mentioned, both sides of the coin existing alongside each other. Folks will react to the exhibit however they will react, and I'm fine with that. When it comes to seeing the exhibit for the first time, I hope they do get a taste of that concept, that word, which we are all a part of, and which all of our emotions are a part of, including my own happiness and including those tough emotions. And that is something that I hope that folks will be able to feel and perceive when they view this exhibit.
And Darren, before we wrap up here, is there anything else I haven't asked you that you'd like to share about this exhibit or about your time in Anchorage and your work?
Well, first off, I would like to say, like, thank you so much to everyone who wrote in and gave us like well wishes of support and strength, and those messages really did help us in order to try to get through our day-to-day and be able to process it, because that was such a helpful way of being able to offer visibility and recognition to our own, that was able to offer visibility and recognition of our own tough experience. And I would like to say thank you to those people. And I hope that this exhibit will be able to offer folks not just a view of our home, but also just a new perspective on this beautiful state of Alaska that we all call home.
For folks here, out on the YK Delta that might be traveling into Anchorage, could you tell us when they can view this exhibit?
So the exhibit actually opens tomorrow, March the 6th, and the exhibit will open during an event called First Friday, where admission will be free from 6 to 9 p.m., where the museum will host all kinds of programs and music. And for anyone interested,
Great. Well, Jaren, thank you so much for joining us on coffee this morning, and telling us a little bit about your exhibit.
thank you so much for having me. It's been so lovely talking to you, and I hope everyone listening is having a wonderful day.
That was a conversation with me, Samantha Watson, and artist Jaren Joseph, whose photography exhibition, Sacred Ground, opens tomorrow at the Anchorage Museum. Joseph says the best way to contribute to Kwikalingok's specific recovery is to donate to Ethan Wilkinson's GoFundMe. You can still donate to the Western Alaska Disaster Relief Fund for relief across all affected communities. You can find the link on KYUK's website. This was Coffee at KYUK. Thanks for tuning in.